Welcome to another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors. Hey, that's fun to say, isn't it? That's right. We're starting the outdoors program again here on KFGO. We'll run through, well, probably into March until it gets to be golf season again. And I'll be honest with you, if I had my way, I'd do an outdoors program 12 months out of the year. I'd never stop. But just the way things work out, it turns into a golf show in the spring. So, but for now, it's going to be outdoors. We're going to spend the hour on Saturday mornings from 11 until noon talking fishing, hunting, camping, whatever, hiking, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, four-wheeling, all the things in the great outdoors. We'll find out about them right here, and we'll talk about them. We're fortunate enough on this program to have some very supportive sponsors as well. The Lake Place in Lake Park is sponsoring Mike McFeely Outdoors again this year. Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota is sponsoring the program again this year. And FM Walleyes is a sponsor again this year as well. Thanks to the crew, Kyle Agri, Scott Brewer, all those guys. Thank you very much to FM Walleyes for sponsoring Mike McFeely Outdoors. Speaking of the Lake Place, one of the sponsors, it's time to talk to Corey Askin of the Lake Place. That's the bait shop, the convenience store, the snack place, the tackle joint that's at the corners of Becker County 5 and Highway 10 in Lake Park, Minnesota. It is a great place to stop on your way to Cormorant or Detroit Lakes. It is, in fact, the place to stop and has become the place to stop for everybody in the FM Walleyes Club and a lot of other fishermen as well. Hey, Corey, good to talk to you again. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
You know what? It's been a great summer, and it's not over yet. I mean, it's only August 24th, whatever the heck it is, and we have great fishing left, and it's going to only get better as we move into September and October. It's a good time of the year.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that fall fishing.
So how has the summer been? You know, I know that we catch up sometimes, but not often enough. Has it been a pretty good summer once we got rid of all the cold crud this spring and all the everything else we had into early June? Has it been okay?
Oh, it's been fantastic. That I think it was a late start, like you said, but I think that almost helped the fishing a little bit. It got things started a little late. Everything ran a little late, so the weeds didn't get as bad in some places. The water stayed cooler longer, and the fish just, there was only really a 2 to 3 week time period where that summer heat stopped them cold, and then they're back on again.
And they are back on again. That's what I want to talk with you next about, Corey, is how about a little fishing report? Can you give us some idea of what's happening out in Minnesota Lakes Country in that Lake Park, Detroit Lakes, Pelican Rapids area?
Yes, absolutely. It's widespread. The fishing is very good. If night crawlers and leeches are still the way to go, we still have some. Not a lot of places do, but we have them here for a couple weeks. Probably we'll still have them. People are starting to switch back over to the shiners and the red tails. They're doing a lot of lead core and crankbait fishing down deep, and actually a lot of the walleye are shallow close to the evening. If you get those smaller lakes like Leaf and Little Cormorant and even Middle and Upper Cormorant and those kind of things, that, boy, I tell you what, the sunfish and the crappie have still been biting this late in the season. You know, when usually they slow down for a while, they didn't really, and the bass have been on fire, and it's just been great.
Yeah, and I was able to get out to Middle Cormorant, I think, last weekend. And I was just kind of poking around the edges of the weeds, and I caught everything from, as you said, Corey, walleye, bass, a lot of nice sunfish coming off the weed edges just by accident. Big sunfish, way bigger than I normally catch. I caught some pike. I caught everything. I mean, everything is still going. It's just a matter of putting time in and kind of finding those weed edges. And I think you're right. You know, the weed beds didn't get as big and thick this year as they did last year. Last year, I noticed some really heavy, thick cabbage beds and everything else. They just didn't grow to the depth this year or the thickness this year. I think in part, as you said, because of the cool spring temperatures.
Absolutely. And one of the side effects, and it sounds like on Big Cormorant, is, boy, they're in a couple other lakes in the place or in the area, like Sally and Melissa, they're catching those walleye this early up at the, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12 feet of water when they're usually really deep still this time of year.
Yeah, and I'd heard a report, I think, from Sally a while back that there were people catching them, maybe not quite that shallow, I had heard, but I had heard people in, you know, 18, 17, 15 feet catching walleyes, which is not necessarily usual, I don't think, for this time of the year. So it has worked out good for fishing. Anything else, you know, specifically walleye fishing. You can tell us, Corey, people are walleye crazy in this area. Any handful of lakes you've been hearing that have been decent?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Those two I just mentioned, yep. Sally and Melissa have been great, and Big Cormorant near dusk and after. And I tell you, really, more than anything, it's a hot lure that's really out there right now. It's that Rapala bloody hot olive color, jointed wrap.
Really?
And they are just tearing it up with that.
Now, are guys getting out in the evenings and trolling that, do you know, or they're casting it, or do you know what they're doing?
No, they're trolling it. They're
okay.
Pulling it.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good information. And this is the time of year, historically, as we get into September and October, when those guys who know Big Cormorant, they live for September and October, Corey. I mean, they live for this time of the year.
Yeah, they do.
Because this is when the walleyes really, really strap on the feed bag on Big Cormorant and a lot of other lakes as well.
Yes, they do. They start getting ready for that winter time, and it's the water's cool, and it just makes the meat taste better, and it makes the fight better, and it's just awesome. Yep.
It makes it all good. Are you going to have, as we move into the fall bite here, Corey, I know that, you know, red-tailed chubs can sometimes be difficult to get a hold of. I think they're getting even more difficult over the years as they get more popular, but are you going to have all the red-tailed chubs and the shiners and all those big minnows that guys like to fish with here moving into fall?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now everything's looking bright. The red tails are not short in any manner right now for us, and the shiners are always easy for us to get. And it should be no problem at all for bait.
Okay, and just to catch up a little bit, if people kind of forgot about the lake place, I don't know how they could, because everybody I know goes there now. But you're more than just a bait shop. You have a lot of things there, Corey. When I stop in, I always try to grab some snacks and some ice and fill up on gas so people can do that. But tell folks what you have at your shop, including the fact that you do some custom rod building.
Yes, absolutely. The custom rod building's there. And as a little teaser here, I'm working hard to this coming spring open my own line of custom rods. So there's kind of, if everything works out the way we want, there might be a new line out there in the area. The thing about our place is it's not like the tagline goes, it's not your grandpa's bait shop. It's nice and upclassed a little bit. There's friendly people when you come in the door, not a crabby old bait shop person, and just anything you need. If we don't have it, we're going to work hard to get it.
Well, and I've heard that so much, is that there's smiling people in the lake place, and there's people there who are willing to help you, and they are, you know, I've been in there when it's been busy, Corey, and you and your wife and your dad helps out sometimes. And it's you know, hey, what can I do for you? Hey, you know, are you looking for something specific? Hey, let me carry that out to the truck for you. Hey, I'll be right out there. I'm going to help you in a second. There's some customer service there that really goes a long, long way in any business, Corey. You know that.
Oh, yeah, and we love doing it. So.
All right, perfect. All right, man, we'll have you back in the future to talk more about fishing. And I think you and I have a little fishing trip planned later on in September, early September, actually. And so we'll be able to get out and kind of figure out if you and I can actually catch fish. We talk about it all the time, but we'll get out and see if we can actually catch fish. So I'm looking forward to that, Corey.
As am I. Can't wait.
All right. Thanks, Corey. Corey Askin of the Lake Place in Lake Park. As he said, it is not your grandpa's bait shop. Stop in at the corners of Becker County 5 and Highway 10. That's the road you take to get to Camp Cormorant and Big Cormorant and Middle Cormorant and the Roadhouse and that whole Lake Ida, that whole area down there as you're coming east on Highway 10. You're listening to Mike McFeely Outdoors. Let's catch up next with Jeff Katzer of Warrior Boats right here on KFG.
It's a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes corn.